the kind of fruit as big as an apple, but with a thick skin like a lemon, is called a what?
Pomegranate.
No.
Well,
it's a kind of fruit that's as big as an apple.
Big as an apple.
But with a thick skin like a lemon, what is this fruit called? It's as large as an apple, but it has the type of skin on it that a lemon has. It's not the same color as a lemon. What is that fruit?
A grapefruit? Well, that's larger than an apple.
The same size as an apple. It has the same type of skin that a lemon has on it. It has the same type of skin that a grapefruit has on it. What is it?
Thank
you. You suck it, or you can peel it and eat the...
An orange?
Yes. If there's a bowl of oranges standing somewhere, and one day you go to get one and there aren't any left, you say the oranges are...
All gone.
All right, little red vegetables that are peppery are called what? They're little red vegetables that you usually use for garnishing your salads or even putting them into salads. They're red on the outside and they're white inside. They remind you, the flavor reminds you somewhat of a turnip, but they are called something else. They're red in color and they're small and round. You can eat it raw. It's a small red covered root vegetable that you can eat raw.
Small red thing?
Yeah. Radishes.
Oh.
Okay, the kind of red vegetable that you grow in a bush is called what? Or vine, a bush basically. They're green, yes. You slice them and eat them on lettuce. You can make ketchup out of them. All right, along with your meat, you might have a baked what?
Potato.
What kind of potatoes are there?
White potatoes.
When you use the word potato, what do you mean? When you use the word potato, what do you mean?
A vegetable?
No, with reference to a type. Oh. The kind of potatoes with yellow meat is called a what?
We'll move on.
You know what that is.
That's sweet potatoes. Yeah.
All right. Any particular kind with reference to sweet potatoes? What are yams?
What are what?
Yams.
They're sweet potatoes.
Okay, something with a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes and grows in a garden is what?
Onion.
All right. The little fresh ones that you eat are called what?
Spring onion.
What are some of the vegetables you would use for a good soup? What's the name of it?
Beans.
No, it's another vegetable that you use for a good soup or for a gumbo. You use it in a gumbo. It's long and green.
Celery?
No. You can either boil it or you can fry it. You can put it in soups or you can put it in a gumbo. It's green. It sticks you. The fresh kind sticks you when you pick it.
A vegetable?
Yeah.
The stick?
It's sort of sticky when you pick it.
Okra.
What?
Okra.
If you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up and... What do you refer to when an apple or a plum has dried up? You said that the skin has done what? Or you leave some fruit for a number of days and nobody bothers it and you go back and you say that this fruit is what?
Rotten.
Not rotten, but with reference to what has happened to the skin of the fruit. It has gotten small. It's gotten smaller. You know, it was large at one time and it's been sitting there for a while, so you say that it has what?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. The kind of vegetable that comes in a large leafy head is called what?
A cabbage.
If you have some very large ones, you might say that those blanks are very big.
Those heads are very large.
Those what?
Those heads are very, he said, large.
All right, when you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to do what to the beans?
Shell the beans.
All right, the large, yellowish, flat beans, the seeds, not the pods, are called what? The large, yellowish, flat beans are called what?
Butter beans.
The kind of bean you eat, pod and all, is called what?